Terry Piles was inspired to create the piling caps after a 2005 trip to Barcelona, Spain, where he admired the mosaic constructions of Antonio Gaudí.
Houses that are all mosaic, hotels that are all mosaic, you know, just over-the-top stuff. And it kind of inspired me to do some mosaic, and it hit on me that piling caps might be a cool thing to do in mosaic.
With his own money and time and a few small donations, he created 4 piling caps featuring local sea life, an octopus, whelk shell, auger snail, and goose barnacles. The works have been enjoyed by locals and visitors for over 13 years, and images appear in brochures touting Ketchikan as a tourist destination. On February 9th, someone managed to reach over a railing and dislodge the goose barnacles sculpture. The piece fell onto a floating dock more than 20 feet below. The next morning, Piles received a call from Ketchikan's harbor master telling him what happened. He said when he went down to look at the damage, he was devastated.
I felt very much attacked, you know. It's very difficult to describe, but I think the feeling it got was one of being... violated.
3 of the 5 barnacle heads snapped off, and tiles were scattered along the dock. Piles heard secondhand that someone was seen downtown the night before, quote, causing mischief. There are no surveillance cameras in that area, and no suspect was identified. Photos of the damaged sculpture were posted to Facebook shortly after the incident, and more than 500 people commented, many encouraging Piles to restore the piece and offering financial assistance. A local business held a fundraiser, and Piles says even out-of-towners contributed money for materials and labor. He says he appreciates all the support, but restoring the piece is a very painful process.
Actually, kind of like torture to me. I don't get much enjoyment out of fixing something that I already created and spent hundreds of hours creating. Now I'm spending hundreds of hours repairing.
The base of the sculpture is made of hollow epoxy resin with fiberglass cloth. A special glue is used to adhere small, multicolored tiles. Work is time-consuming, with each tile having to be cut and placed by hand.
There's no quick way of doing it because the surfaces are all curved, so you can't just lay a big sheet up there and expect it to work out.
Piles says it took about 500 hours to create the original piece, and estimates it will take at least 200 hours to repair. He is also working to repair the auger snail cap, which was accidentally damaged when a vehicle from a nearby business backed into it. Public art can be found throughout Ketchikan. Kathleen Light is executive director of the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council. She says Pyle's pieces, especially the goose barnacles, are unique and special.
It was such an unusual piece, and it's part of our environment. He just beautifully recreated the underwater scene of our environment and let us see that above water.
She says public art is a reflection of where you live.
And that's something that public art does. It shows us our environment. It shows us our community, and it is often... a way to show pride in our community.
At the request of Ketchikan's city mayor, Bob Siebertson, Piles prepared a proposal to restore the damaged pieces and sell all 4 piling caps to the city. At its June 18th meeting, the city council approved a $25,000 budget transfer for the project, with money coming from reserve funds from the head tax paid by cruise ship passengers. Once they're the property of the city, staff recommends the pilings be relocated from the promenade to daily float at Berth 1 for security. Prior to cancellations due to the global pandemic, Piles planned to complete the work by late summer so they could be installed and enjoyed by cruise visitors. He now estimates repairs will be completed by the end of September, if not sooner.